Hey Pijuju, how are you? What are you doing? Why are you not picking up my phone?
Well, David Chumbi, I'm just scrolling through my phone, going through my WhatsApp, my Facebook and all that.
Serious, what's the time now?
Hey, it's almost 1800 hours! I need to tune into Eagle FM! Business Economic Segment is about to play now!
Yes, listen to Business and Economic Segment with David Chumbi from 1800 hours to 1900 hours when we talk about business, economics, trade and current affairs. Do not miss out if you want to learn and move forward with economic advancement.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Yes, good evening. Good evening, dear listeners. Welcome to Business and Economic Segment with me, David Chumbi. And it's right time to thank Dwight and Helmut with their home run. This is the time that we talk about business. It's the time that we talk about money, financing, trade, governance, and everything which is hindering us to move forward, everything which is a challenge on the way for us, you know, Namibians to reach our greatest potential, looking at our Vision 2030, looking at our African Agenda 2063, and looking at United Nations Sustainable Development Goals, and also the renewed commitment of United Nations PEC for the Future, which is acceleration of United Nations Agenda 2030 goals. And to look at that, we are looking at the challenges, opportunities, and what's happening around the world. You know, there is quite a lot of things which are happening, and it's very important, is crucial, it's quite necessary to look at what can we do, what can we do better, what are some of the solutions that we need to bring on the table. But beforehand, you know, what is happening in South Africa is a very interesting accountability process, particularly Malanga Commission and the Parliamentary Ad Hoc Committee that is busy interviewing prominent people, particularly those who are involved in South African police, you know, system, the judicial system, and who was opening the gates for criminals to get involved and sabotaging the South Africa full operation, particularly when it's coming to policing and many other things. And today, you know, Becky Sele, former police minister, was also, you know, being interviewed or was being questioned or appeared before the ad hoc committee, parliamentary ad hoc committee, especially that is dealing with the allegation of South Africa commissioner of KZN, that is Nana Nkwananzi. And this is something that we need to, something that you need to look at. What can you learn? And also, what you can learn from that aspect. And yeah, today, we are going to speak about, you know, the ongoing conversation, particularly when Namibia public sector and private sector are coming together to engage on some, what are some of the challenges in what is called public and private sector, Namibia public private sector forum, which is happening for 2 days. And, you know, there's a lot of conversation and, a summary of what can we do as Namibians. And, I was fortunate today to attend also, the event, where, you know, the president of Namibia, all top Namibian executive, or let me say maybe 85% of Namibia top executives, if you were at, if you are at work today and you have seen your CEO full time, I think you are lucky. But in that note, all the industrial leaders, from the head of state, deputy prime minister, you speak about former speaker of parliament, you speak about corporate leaders, CEOs, MDs, business people, captain of industries, and their representatives. You know, today, every prominent Namibia was there, but the aim is only one, to see what can be done to look at Namibia's future. What are some of the challenges that Namibia is facing? And also, how can private and public sector, work together to make sure that challenges on the table, such as unemployment, inequality, energy, should be addressed. Because all the problem solvers were in the same room. And what I like, and what is very interesting today, the president made a very strong statement to say people must open up and speak. Because one thing, and we have seen it a lot to say, especially those who are closer to power, is you have to make sure that you are very creative at making sure that the message that you are giving to that who is very powerful is not that harsh, too diplomatic to that extent that you may end up not even giving the right message. But today, the president of Namibia said, she was not happy with the statistics of unemployment, and she was also not happy with Namibia not accelerating towards its vision 2030. And she stated, please, she doesn't want people to please her. They must offend her if it's possible, as long as what she wants is, solution to Namibian challenges. But we're going to look at this in a short period of time.
Great news. Imba just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
Titanium, the perfect fit between platinum and silver, complementing our existing benefit options. We always offer a comprehensive healthcare experience. NHP, the premier member-centric medical aid fund. Visit NHP today at nhp.com.na. NHP, we're about you.
With either a non-alcoholic Heineken, Savannah, Vintook Original, or Vintook Lemon, let's cheers to connecting. To moments shared and good vibes, anytime, anywhere. Grab one of our great tasting non-alcoholic beers or ciders. Easy to connect, easy to enjoy. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
Yeah, we are continuing with the business and economic segment, and as I indicated, and I want to show you a clip from the speech of the president, and also the speech from the CEO of Namibia Chambers of Commerce and Industry, and just to look at where people are. And I was very happy to see that all the problem solvers were in one room, and the president said she does not want people to be creative and make her happy. She wants the solutions to Namibian problems. Let us listen to this and also move forward. Let us listen to this short clip, and we can also give a perspective to say what is the content of the conversation and where we are moving as a country.
The persistent socio-economic challenges facing our country, the unemployment inequality, remain the greatest test since our independence. The theme of our engagement today, the public-private dialogue to drive decent and sustainable job creation, enhancing Namibia's competitiveness. How can I be a proud Namibian when I travel all over the world? And when the statistics are being read, you are told 44.4% of a Namibian young person is unemployed. Would you really want to listen to that? Me, I don't want to. And I believe no one wants to. So those statistics, those data that are available, local and international, must be a motivating factor to each and every Namibian who has the capacity, who has been empowered, who has been put in that position in order to bring others up. It is possible. Our history reminds us that Namibia has never been defined by adversity, but by our ability to overcome it. From the liberation struggle to nationhood, we have always proven that unity and determination can turn impossibility into progress. We faced the strongest army in the continent at the time. Why can't we face this threat of poverty, unemployment, and hunger in our country and to overcome the faces I'm seeing? You can do that. Just pick it up.
That was the word of the head of state, commander-in-chief of Namibia Defense Force. And today, she was ready, and she told everybody in the room to say, let us speak, colleagues. Let us speak. Let us find solution. And also let this not be a talk show. And she indicated to say, when she's traveling around the world, and statistics are being brought up, those are not good statistics. And she also indicated that Namibian resources shall be used as a bargaining power, especially when, Namibians are negotiating, whether it's business persons or those who are in diplomatic missions, because one of the things also that she stated is that people must not negotiate with poverty mentality. You must be able to use those natural resources, especially the mining sector, to bring the investor to our advantage. That is what she stated. And I want you to listen to this part, the part which, it is telling you to say, as a leader, sometimes we may think our complaint reach directly to the leader. But those who are closer, or those who advise head of state, sometimes they become so creative to that extent that the message that you are bringing, it's not that straight. That's why she stated, colleagues, let us speak today. And also, do not please say, because it's quite not a good thing to offend the head of state. But she stated she was ready to be offended as long as you are coming up with the solutions to the problems. And it's quite a rare, it's a rare communication. And it's also a rare observation also to see, I want a better plan. Even if you are telling me that my plan is not working, you have a better one. She's ready for that. And also to say what is different from this conversation. And the question that we are also asking is to say, what is the way forward? If you have everybody in the room, everybody is concerned, and what is that need to be done moving forward? There is nobody who was not there. I've seen diplomats, everybody was there. Head of industries today. And the president said, you know, she dedicated 2 days to this forum. And imagine, because the schedule of the head of the state in any other country is so tight, to that extent that 2 hours at an event is quite a bigger thing. That's why, she stated that she wants this, and she's ready for 2 days. That's why, if there are no solutions to this problem, how are we going to solve Namibian problems? And the fact that who listened indicated to say numbers can motivate you to solve problems, because Namibians are known to be, fighters. Because he stated that they faced, or Namibia faced, the strongest army in Africa at that time. That is South African apartheid government. But through his still resilience, the country got independence. But the problem is, how do we solve these problems? And the business community was also given chance to speak, and also to give their side of the story, and what they want from, from public sector. But let us listen to this short clip again, and we can also interpret and also see how things are and how they were going, particularly at today, first day of public-private sector forum engagement. and also trying to find solutions to Namibian problems.
To confront the challenges that stand between us and the prosperity. Over the next 2 days, when the organizers were organizing this event, they came to me and they say, President, you have a leeway to have it for a day or for 2 days. Which one you pick? I say, I don't want half work. I don't want half work. I'm ready to put aside and budget. You have to budget even your time, eh? And budget my time of 2 days to dedicate it to this event. So don't worry about me. I have budgeted for 2 days to be with you in this engagement because I want real outcome. So therefore, over the next 2 days, I urge you to bring forward your best ideas in the boldest possible proposals and the boldest proposal to drive sustainable economic growth of our people. We are going to discuss within the four corners of this room. And please, don't please me. Make me angry if that is the way for us to break the ceiling to reach prosperity in our country. I don't want anybody want to read my mind as to what I want to be said. Just read my mind that I want to serve the Namibian people to the best of my ability, take them out of poverty, create jobs and prosperity in this country. So, therefore, I want all of us really to make sure that we are opening our minds and do what is best for our people. Over the next 2 days, let us engage with unity of purpose, with one heart, one mind. Be honest and be solution driver. I call upon all institutions presented here to document your ideas carefully and ensure that the outcomes of this dialogue are translated into concrete and timely action for prosperity in our country. I thank all those who agreed to make presentations. And I'm sure you must have prepared yourself well. We are here to engage you, and we are here to shape.
Yes, you know, those are the words of the president. And it's quite a very good observation, especially what you see around and what you look around. If you look in Africa, you know, and I think coming from the head of state is quite a very important observation, because in most cases, when you are closer to somebody who has influence and power to make stronger decisions, it's quite also, you know, it's part of human nature to be very careful about not offending that person. But sometimes, if the time of reality is there, to tell the truth matters. Because look at, and I think she observed it from other presidents. Look at the state of Cameroon to say. Cameroon and the president for, and I'm saying this with respect, and the president for 42 years. And sometimes I'm not blaming Paul Biya. It could be that people were just saying, no, Mr. President, your plan is the best. By the end, Mr. President, things are going well. People are very happy with you. But there is no one who is bold enough to stand up and say, Chief, we understand the plan, but there is no money. Or the plan is one of the weakest plan, we can come up with an alternative. That is why sometimes we are blaming leaders, but we must also look at people who are closer to the leader to say, are they telling the leader what needs to be done? That's why the president say, please, I don't want people to make me feel happy, because it's quite a natural thing. Who want to offend the head of the state? Nobody. But sometimes when the truth come out to say the best possible way, be diplomatic and bold, because diplomacy is not weakness. Be respectful and bold to say, this is what we need. And it's quite interesting.
Großartige Neuigkeiten. Imba ist jetzt noch besser geworden. Wir haben ganz neue Funktionen hinzugefügt, um dein Erlebnis noch reibungsloser, schneller und leistungsstärker zu machen als je zuvor. Bereit, das volle Potenzial von Imba freizuschalten? Erhalte alle exklusiven Funktionen für nur 36 Namibia-Dollar pro Monat oder spare noch mehr mit unserem speziellen Abonnement-Plan. 5% Rabatt bei einem 3-Monats-Abonnement, 10% Rabatt bei einem 6-Monats-Abonnement oder 25% Rabatt bei einem 12-Monats-Abonnement. Wähle den Plan, der am besten zu dir passt und genieße alles, was Imba zu bieten hat, zu einem unschlagbaren Preis. Imba, where the world congregates. Lade es herunter und abonniere noch heute.
Heineken's iconic balanced taste that gives you that refreshing first only made possible by Heineken's 5-star credentials. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
Yes, we are continuing with business and economic segment, and you know, when you are very happy about an event, you also think about what is really wrong with what is really wrong with the problem? What is the problem really? To say we have everybody who has power to make solutions. Power today in Namibia was so concentrated at Make Your Hotel. Every influential person was there. Either as chiefs, various, traditional traditional chiefs and the kings, everybody was there today. Although not everyone. Especially people who have power to make decisions. That's why it was even very difficult for protocols today to say, who are we directing here? Are we taking the very, very, very most important person? Because everybody was important today. Everybody was important. If you are the head of central bank, you are the head of state, you are the head of speaker of parliament, you have CEOs of industries, you have not only board member, but chairperson of boards. You have industrial players. There were big boys in private sector and also public sector today at Make Your Hotel. But the aim is only one to see, how are we going to shape a Namibian future? Not only that, even at an international ground, the UN representative was there, resident coordinator to say, and other people of importance. But my question is that, what is really wrong with the problem? What are we going to do moving out from here? Because if we can have conversations like this, open and real conversation, I think we are coming closer to scoring a goal which can solve our problems. Now, one may also want to ask to say, yes, we have a lot of problems, but why this conference cannot just pick 2 to 3 clear priorities that it's going to be concentrated into? Because problems are a lot, and not all are going to be solved at once. But this conversation to me, I think, was very important. But the outcome is what matters. The outcomes is what matters. Because to me, if those who are representing us, either from private sector and public sector, did not give their possible better, solution to the problems, because these are all our leaders who are in the same rooms. And they also find out to say, no, sometimes, the business community, there is that part that need to be ironed out, or there is these challenges. And I also want you to listen to the CEO of NCCI, especially when he gave his presentation on behalf of the business community, and also spoke to the president to say, there is no industrialization without energy. There's no industrialization without affordable energy. And I want you to listen to the CEO, this is a short, you know, clip, especially from CEO of NCCI, Namibia Chambers of Commerce and Industry. That is Mr. Titus Nampala. And also listen to what he has to say on that platform.
In the 1950s, the Republic of Ghana and the Republic of South Korea had the same GDP. Today, South Korea is almost 30 times larger than Ghana. The key difference there has been deliberate and intentionality planning, policy that started with the end in mind. The other one I wanted to touch to on Your Excellency is communication, both from government and private sector to government. I believe that the way we communicate reforms and regulatory changes directly influences investor confidence, both locally and international. Businesses plan on likely scenario. When they are not sure, they hold off on investment, and that touches on employment, it touches on how much tax we can collect. So, Your Excellency, if you indulge me, I would propose that communication must therefore be clear, timely, and strategic, designed for impact, not disruption. You have touched on how we negotiate, and I'm not going to spend as much time as I wanted to spend here, but I want to say that we must unlock the full potential of our trade agreements. Our export basket remain very narrow, commodity-based, and over-reliant on few markets and few sectors. We all know agriculture and tourism remain our short strategic levers that we can use to defeat unemployment. Broad-based manufacturing is key to industrialization. And of course, we all know the Namibian story cannot be told without mentioning mining. And obviously there's many other sectors that I would spend the whole day going through. But domestic investment is also a very powerful, extremely powerful strategic lever that obviously, Madam President, often we celebrate foreign direct investment, and rightly so. But we must also look at how we mobilize our own domestic capital beyond taxation. We believe that this will be earnings accretive for Namibia Incorporated. One last thing, Your Excellency. The industrialized Namibia that we all dream of depends on one thing: affordable and secure energy supply. We will not be able to industrialize and attract meaningful investment if electricity cost remains high, if regulation in the space remains a hindrance. Energy security is not just a sectoral issue. It is the key that unlocks every other ambition that we hold. Madam President, these are not complaints. It's commitments. It's commitments from the private sector that wants to partner with you and your government in meeting your social contract that you have with the Namibian people. Our destiny is shared, joined at the hip, and united in building an inclusive, resilient, and globally competitive Namibia for all its people. Every act of partnership, every reform, every handshake of trust becomes a building block towards building a more prosperous Namibia. In closing, Your Excellency, I want to go back to my opening words on the questions that we got. Is this just a talk shop? Now, unfortunately, you alluded to what I was going to say, but I'm going to repeat it again. When we came to meet you as the coordinating committee on asking time, your response, and I personally was very surprised by that, because I expected you to say, let me go consider, let me go speak to my team, and then we'll come back to you. I'm not sure you took 30 seconds to respond.
That was Titus Nampala, the CEO of NCCI, and speaking on behalf of the business community to say there is no industrialization without secured energy. And it's quite interesting. You know, when I was there, I think that Namibia, we have brilliant mind. They in terms of, you know, planning, in terms of, you know, the choice of words, and also in terms of intention to solve problems. But the question that I always have is to say, what will happen in the next 4 years? Because, you know, getting 3 hours from the president is one of the things that you cannot get anywhere. But getting 2 days to say, man, I'm going there, let's talk. Maybe these guys have solutions. Maybe these guys are scared of me because of my power, which they gave me. But I'm going to tell them to open up and say, I don't want your praise, because one thing that you need to know is that, you know, a head of state is somebody who receives a lot of praising and pleasing and all the beautiful things that you have seen. You can be very creative enough, but she has received many, many things. Many times. Locally and internationally. But here is where the problem is. She stated to say, guys, I'm here. She did not say guys, but she said, you know, I'm here today and let us speak. Bring your best outcome. Bring your best programs so that we can do it. Now the question is that who is going to fail Namibia in the next 5 years? Are those who gave wrong advice, or is those who were quiet when they were given opportunity to better Namibians? Because platform has given, these are some of the best minds that we can ever have in Namibia in the same room to say that. I'm not saying that those who were not attending, they are not the best minds, but I'm saying in terms of percentage, these are the best minds, leaders who made it in their life and are discussing to say there is 4 years, there is 500,000 jobs on the table, there are resources. How are you going to navigate this? Now my question is that what will happen post this engagement? What will really happen post this engagement? Are people going back to their houses, going back to their offices, and continue with the business, or something's going to be done differently? So let us listen to what Namibians have to say and move forward. Good evening, hello.
Oh, so did you come in early or good evening, sir? How are you?
You are late, actually.
I'm late.
Yeah, you have 2 minutes. Let us move.
I think 2 minutes is too much for me.
Okay, let me give you 1 second now. If it's 2 minutes, too much.
No, just you can give me the average 40 seconds.
Okay, what is your point?
Yes, it's true.
Mm.
I think those commitments from the president, from the, you say, Titus Nampala.
Everyone was there today.
Well, you see, I'm missing those things, man. You know, and the honest thing, sometimes I feel, maybe it's because I'm just listening to you throughout the day.
We always have to update you. And
you never told me, so I told you, I asked you my number, I give you my number, I said, They need to be updated with those public lectures and things, those engagements.
But listening to Eagle FM, we are always trying our best to make sure that we give you what's happening on economic matters, particularly
in Namibia.
Yes, but
I also need to be there present and you understand those things.
You were supposed to give your contribution. Yeah, we'll definitely
So now
we
have taken 1 minute already. So the commitment so great, and the president is correct.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and what we need perhaps is, like you said, those challenges to translate, how do we translate them into action, tangible results that improve in the livelihood of our people. So it's true, you are correct, and everything is correct there. Because of the time you gave me, I'm not going to talk about all these benefits and other issues. But there is also was a need also for me to emphasize on corporate leadership and governance, especially the captain of the industry that were there. Are they realizing that, yes, these challenges coming, these challenges that our societies, because those are, you say, they are prominent people.
Yeah.
And they are saying that those relationship and things like that, for us to do it, iron it. So how do we, is it not because of our collaboration and just mobilize the resources? So we are not going to praise the president for, obviously we have to praise her for what she's doing, her leadership.
No, she said, don't make offend me if it needs be. You know, the reason she stated that, you know, everybody has been.
Provoke her to anger, but don't sin. Provoke her to anger, to work hard, to realize that everything there, but don't sin. I understand the context of that statement.
Oh,
so
okay.
You need to criticize her constructively so that you get more courage and also identify the need and bring them to the table.
Yeah.
That's what she meant, I think.
Yeah.
So thank you very much for the limited time.
okay. Thank you for
God bless.
Okay. Thank you for the limited time. You know, we do not have, but yeah, thank you for your contribution. Because, if you look, when the king is always there, everybody is saying Igwe and, every word which is coming out, we are clapping hands. But even when a point, because there is always somebody who can advise anybody, even a child can advise a person, but, removing your badge, and also removing your coat of authority and put yourself down so that you can talk to people as person. It's a rare thing. Not every leader do that. It's a rare thing to say, no, let's talk to us, to each other as people, one on one. And removing that fear is also a very good thing, because that is the only way that you are also going to see the true nature of people. Because if you remove that fear, people will speak openly. We will speak openly. And they will say, this is what we need to do. Yeah, that's why you are listening to what was communicated. And I'm also urging you to go again and engage. And go again and, look at the whole conversation. Look at the whole conversation. And also see what needs to be done. And also ask your questions to say, from here, what is going to be done moving forward? Are we going to accelerate more? And, is the question of tracking projects and tracking progress going to be, you know, done? What is the relationship between, public and private sector? Because we have seen private sector and public sector have always been, although they need each other, they've always been that line, especially in terms of regulations, in terms of prioritization. And one thing which was mentioned is domestic investment. Although we are praising international investors, domestic investors also matters. That is what one of the communication. And I hope those who are in charge of government and those who are in charge of private sector understood how to work together in that relationship. Yeah, you can call back. You can call back at 083-288-401-083-288-401. You can give your opinion. you can give your views, and you can give your constructive criticism, particularly on the ground of 4 years to go, especially solving Namibian problems. Hello.
Yes. Good evening, brother. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, those are things which I think we need in the country.
Okay. We need a conversation or the results.
We need conversation seriously, like where you bring a lot of stakeholders together.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they start engaging because you never know what the public sector have and the private when they come, because we're supposed to work hand in hand.
Yeah.
But you find out that like public sector is all on their own. Yeah, that's why we are very, especially I'm in agreement with the chairperson of chambers.
Yeah.
Because wherever you're trying to bring the foreign direct investment, the people, they never come and develop your country.
And they are coming to do
They'll the, come
yeah.
here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they'll come here for profit. To come and, yeah, and maybe to give a small job, I mean, this less paid job to your people.
Yeah.
But if you are not trying to grow your own, you'll never achieve your object, seriously.
So domestic investors, they, because where are they running to if they are Namibians or they are home?
Exactly, they are at home. Yeah. And it's hard time, even like we are talking about even 35 years.
Yeah.
But we're still having only what? Small company who are able to grow from Namibia and they're operating outside. You can count them. We don't have much, but especially like our market is very been flooded by South Africans and the Chinese. Where are Namibian are supportive to be a lone player in those markets, but because of there's no protection. Our business will never grow because nobody's protecting you.
Indeed. And one thing which was mentioned also, you know, the CEO of Namibia Investment and Promotion Development Board gave a lot of statistics, and they are very scary. But one of the points that she mentioned is that, why Namibia is always being praised about foreign direct investment, and Namibia also has a growing number of millionaires among African countries. But what is really the problem of us solving the challenges of Namibia?
A challenge which are facing our people.
Yeah. And she gave statistics also to say probably last night. And I want to look at this this conversation. It's also and it's quite it's quite scary to say. Around 700,000 Namibians may have gone to bed last night thinking about where are their next, jobs. Where are their next jobs going to come from?
And
400 of them they have even already gave up due to rejection and other things because my question is. You have somebody who has money, you have somebody now who has authority, you have somebody who can identify the problem. Now what needs to be done, because everybody now is in the room. What is the problem there?
For me, I think it's a hard time because we know our problem.
Very well.
And we have a solution. But for us to enforce those policies, which are directing and really going to evaluate take away our problem. Nobody's enforcing that policy. And it's where we are funding. I'm telling you, we're having a nice policy when it comes to papers. But in the reality, to do it practical, nobody's forcing that. That's why I'm saying, like now, when you look at Namibia, we are not supposed to be too much independent when it comes to power generation. In ESCOM, South Africa, or go to as far as we can from Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
We have sunlight, my friend. We have wind power in the desert there.
Yeah.
Near to our coast there. What are we doing as a Namibian?
Yeah.
Why we are not engaging to solve our energy problem for ourselves? Because the moment you are waiting for like this green, green hydrogen?
Yeah.
Did you see last time how much they're asking to buy a stake for 24%? Now we are even going to other countries to borrow money in our little resource.
Yeah.
Which doesn't make sense.
Indeed.
What I'm saying, we don't need to talk too much anymore.
Mm.
We need
we need solutions.
Yeah. Solution, action. We need action now.
I think solutions...
Because we know our way.
Yeah.
Where we are stacking for 35 years, we know ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Even like this backlog of the housing problem.
Mm.
We know we can solve it in 24 hours. But people are sitting on it because some of them...
Mm.
No. It's a hard time. I think we need action.
Okay.
And the action is now.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
All right, my brother.
Yeah, thank you. The caller said we need action, and action is now. Because the discussion are over, we need to start running. Because one of the things that the head of state stated also is that the state gave opportunity for Namibians to bring about all those policies, all the proposals to say what policies are hindering Namibians to be economically sustainable. What policy are hindering Namibia to be prosperous? And they are busy reviewing those policies. They are busy reviewing those proposals and also to see what can be done moving forward. The question is that now, what is going to disturb us on the way to lose that momentum? What is going to disturb us on the way to lose that momentum? And also, what is going to be done moving forward? Because if you have everybody on, everybody's on board, all the industrial players are there. Who is and maybe the thing that should be also looked at is accountability. To say if you have a program of action, then you have people that you have identified to implement those that program of action, and you realize that you end up only achieving 20%. How do you hold those people accountable? And also, how do you make sure that you track the progress? Yesterday, I gave an example to say if Namibia was a bus moving toward the destination called Vision 2030, at what speed are we moving into? At what speed are we at? Are we at 20 kilometers per hour? Moving at the wrong direction? Are we at 10 kilometer per hour moving at the right direction? What is the state of our bus? And, have we appointed the right mechanic to test and also evaluate, the ability of that bus to reach its destination? Or we have appointed, under the tree, mechanic, and this mechanic should be monitoring and evaluation tools, and also progress trackers. Not progress trackers from that we have gotten from outside university. Progress trackers that are sustainable are done by Namibian research institutions. And also to say that at the end of the day, we can do it. You know, we are called the land of the braves. And that should also, one thing that should motivate us to say, as the president said, to say, Namibia faced the strongest army in Africa. With just AK-47 and bicycles, but the will and the resilience to say, Namibia is going to be free one day. But after that, how is the economic war? Are we still going to lose, are we going to lose economic war if we won the war of the liberation? Or if we have pressured those who were oppressing us and colonize us and colonize our parents and our grandparents? So it's a war on economy, and it's a war which is being fought with mind and action. But let's see how the future looking like. Let us be positive and think that the outcome of this engagement will assist us to reach our destination. So, dear listeners, we are coming to the end of our conversation, and I'm going to leave you in the good hands of Umtuma team. And from me, David Shombe, bye-bye for now, and see you around.